Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about how IT leaders are using agentic AI to revolutionize business workflows. It's a fascinating frontier.
Absolutely. It's like giving AI more freedom, right? More autonomy to optimize tasks and link complex actions together. What's the buzz all about?
Well, think of it as infusing AI agents everywhere. Not just automating a few tasks, but reimagining how we work, as Kelly Romack, CDIO at ServiceNow, puts it. It's about driving measurable value.
Measurable value is key. But is this just hype, or are companies actually adopting it?
It's gaining serious traction. Forrester named AI agents a top 2024 trend, and Salesforce projects $1 billion in use by 2026. $1 billion.
Wow. So, what are some concrete examples of how it's being used?
Think sales, marketing, IT, HR, you name it. Andy White at Salesforce highlights its value across all business teams. Streamlining sales funnels, real-time data analysis, personalized customer experiences. The possibilities are vast.
Got it. Any specific use cases that stand out?
Absolutely. Jay Upchurch, CIO at SAS, sees agentic AI boosting sales by handling lead scoring and optimizing outreach. Alon Reshef at Gong suggests using AI briefers for sales pipeline reviews or AI trainers for onboarding. It's about weaving AI into existing workflows.
Interesting. So, not replacing humans, but augmenting them.
Precisely. Take Snowflake, for example. They've developed a sales assistant that empowers their sales team with instant data insights. It saves time and improves targeting.
I see. What about customer experience? Any impact there?
Huge impact. Think personalized online interactions. Velia Carboni, CIO at SharkNinja, envisions AI guiding customers to the perfect product. They're even exploring its use in recipe discovery. It's all about creating engaging experiences.
Okay. But what about the back end? Is agentic AI just for customer-facing roles?
Not at all. Brian Glass at Transcend Company uses it for order processing, specifically validating requirements for controlled substances. It frees up employees from routine tasks.
So, it's about efficiency and freeing up human capital. What about the challenges?
Well, data integration and interoperability are hurdles. Data governance and compliance are also concerns. It's crucial to take a deliberate approach, as Kate Prouty at Akamai emphasizes.
Right. And it's important to remember that it's not about replacing humans, right?
Exactly. Stefan Mulek at Good360 uses AI to scale their mission, not replace their people. It's about empowering humans, not eliminating them.
So what does the future hold for agent tech AI?
Kate Prouty at Akamai envisions AI evolving from assistants to decision makers. Imagine AI predicting problems and optimizing operations autonomously. It's about tighter human-AI collaboration.
That sounds transformative, but we're still in early stages, right?
Definitely. Salesforce's data shows only 11% of CIOs have fully adopted AI. But the potential is enormous, with 84% believing AI will be as impactful as the internet. Companies are developing frameworks to facilitate this transition, like Salesforce's agentic maturity model.
So, the future is agentic.
Absolutely. Romack at ServiceNow paints a vivid picture. Thousands of AI agents working seamlessly in the background, like a team of digital coworkers, always available, always improving. And with that exciting thought, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.